It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Sell the Mega Millions. Like, I'm an idiot. I usually go for scratches. Oh, we got Grandma?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. Hold on now. Grandma, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, son.
Hey, I'm calling you back. I saw that you called the other day, and I was in Memphis, but I was intoxicated, so I didn't call you back that night. I'm sorry. But I'm calling you now. So how are you?
Were you toxicated?
I was toxicated, and I saw you called. I was at a basketball game, so...
You're going to have your butt whooped.
I know. I had a little too much to drink. I'm sorry about that. That's why I didn't want to call you while I had too much to drink in me, Grandma.
Yeah, because you know you get chewed out.
I know. Hey, are you... how you doing? Everything okay?
Oh, I'm kind of down my hip. I fell a couple of times on this snow we had.
Oh, but are you doing okay though? How bad is it?
Oh yeah, I'm still working.
Oh, so and you clean houses, right?
Yeah, I do home care.
Man, Grandma, you're in your 70s. You should take a break.
I'm 73.
Well, at what point are you going to take a break from cleaning houses?
Well, if you ever get settled, I can come and see you.
I know. I'm going to need someone to clean my house.
I think you're going to have to learn how to keep it clean.
Well, I'm not very good at that, though, as you know, Grandma.
Ain't you got a sweetie?
Well, first of all, most women aren't under the assumption that they're just going to clean just because they're women. See, I tell her, I say, my grandma said to clean, and she's like, well, I'm not going to do that. That's what she said.
Well, you tell her, Grandma don't live in dirty house.
No, that's true. You don't.
Now, you know that.
I know. You always keep a clean house. So do you
I like my new house.
Oh, I see. I don't even know where your new house is.
You know where the east side is.
I do know where the east side. So you live on the east side of Poplar Bluff.
Yeah, you know where the east side drugstore is.
I sure do.
All right, come right down from it. One block. Come straight. Pass the church there.
Gotcha.
And come straight, and you see my car on the parking lot.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive at 201 Ford Taurus.
Oh, well, that's good then. So, have you played the Mega Millions, Grandma?
I did tonight.
What did you? Well, this is good then. What numbers did you play?
Well, I always play three. I didn't play my regular numbers though.
So, how do you decide what your regular numbers are going to be, Grandma?
Well, I know what my regular numbers I always play on even Powerball.
And what are they?
3, 13, 17, 26, 33, and 38.
And why is that? Is there any meaning behind those numbers?
Yeah, if I played the same numbers on Lotto as I did Powerball, I would hit $9.7 million.
How close were you to winning $9.7 million?
I played the wrong game.
So wait a second. So there was one time where these numbers were drawn in another game. That these are normal. When do you usually play these in the Powerball?
Sometime.
So you actually
listen. I ain't played the Powerball in a long time, honey.
But the Mega Millions you're playing.
Yeah, but I didn't see them numbers.
Oh, did you let the computer pick? How did you determine what you were going to play?
Well, they don't.
Oh, I see. So, like, when I used to be at your house, you used to have this little booklet that had, like, six wheels on it.
Right.
Do you remember this? And is that how you determine the pick three?
That's how I play pick three, yeah.
And what did those wheels do? Like, what? I didn't understand that. How did that tell you what was going
to
be the numbers?
Now, listen to me.
All right.
Victory Midday was 550.
Okay.
Well, on that wheel, you go wherever that 5-5 go to. You say it, and go back under it. Five, see, there's four fives or three fives on the wheel.
Gotcha.
You stay right under them fives. Down, cross, wherever.
Okay. And that tells you the pick three numbers.
If it hits.
So you've hit the pick three a couple of times, right?
I hit $850 on one.
When was that?
Oh, that's when my...
Been a while.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't remember if your mama lived in Louisiana or Knoxville then.
Oh, that's a while.
Yeah.
How close have you ever come to hitting the Powerball?
Oh, shoot, I just banged it up.
So tonight, though, did you play these numbers you gave me for the Mega Millions tonight?
No. But no. Now listen.
Okay.
You can just play five of the numbers. So pick one of the numbers you want for, like, the Powerball number.
Yeah.
Like, I give it six numbers. All right? I was going to pick a 38 for a Powerball.
Okay. 38. So the people that are listening can say 38 would be the big number.
Well, that'd be the Powerball number.
Okay, Powerball number.
Well, I'd like a Powerball, but it ain't Powerball.
I saw online that you won $10,000 on a scratch-off.
Sure did.
And how much money did you actually get for that?
$7,000.
That's not bad. That's a good take.
Yeah.
When's the last time you...
I paid my car off.
Well, good. I need to do that. I need to hit a scratch-off and pay my car off. Or you need to hit the Mega Millions and give me some money.
Well,
I will not feel bad taking your money.
Give all my grandkids some money.
So, one more here. When we're looking at this this Mega Millions in the lottery, okay. So, I'm looking at this and I'm looking at these numbers because people want to know. I told them that Grandma is the expert lottery player. You've been doing this since before I was born. So, what numbers are... I still don't understand which numbers you're playing tonight.
Computer picked mine.
Now, hey, Grandma, really quick, I got a guy that wants to talk with you here. His name is Sam, and he thinks the lottery is fixed. Now, Sam, you think the lottery is fixed?
That's right.
Now, Sam, say hello to my Grandma Edna.
You'll know, Grandma, have you ever paid any attention to the fact that on the big pots, everybody east of the Mississippi wins. There's nobody that ever wins a big pot west of Mississippi.
Well, we had a guy here in if I play the same numbers that this Jimmy Boyd's son played, I would win $9.7 million.
Yeah, I did that one time. I got five numbers out of six.
Well,
and I was really close.
You got close then, though.
Yeah, but I was just two digits off from winning $7 million, so I was pretty sick about that.
Yeah.
But I'm still playing. I'm playing that tonight on the big one, but I know that somebody in New York, New Jersey, or Maryland is going to win.
Now, Goldberg.
Damn Yankees.
To Goldberg.
What about Goldberg? You said something about what? Goldberg?
Yeah, you supposed to put him on the phone for me, and you didn't do it.
Well, Grandma, all I got is Sam. One time, I'm going to find Goldberg for you and get him on the phone. We got to figure this out, Jim. At some point, we got to get Goldberg on the phone with Grandma.
Okay.
All right, well, Grandma, I got to run. I got to go back to work, but I love you.
Now, wait a minute now.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one more set of numbers.
Okay, one more set of numbers. Got it. Okay, what is it?
I may still go play him. It's,
13.
26. 25. 32. Now, how many numbers is that?
That's four.
41.
And 41. That's the Mega Millions. These are what I should play tonight.
Yeah, you should. I mean, who knows?
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right, Grandma, I love you. I got to run. I'll call you later.
Yeah, I'm looking for my puzzle, too, hon.
They didn't... Did my dad... No!
There it is.
My dad... Did Dad come see you?
No.
Dad was supposed to come see you and bring that puzzle. He went up to Poplar Bluff a couple of weeks ago. I gave him the puzzle to give to you. It's an Atlanta Braves puzzle.
Oh, I'm going to kick it. Why did he leave it with your daddy?
I left it with Dad. I don't know. I'll call Dad in a little bit, and I'll figure out what happened.
Then call me tonight when you get home.
All right, Grandma. I love you.
I love both of you. Now, listen.
Wow.
Tell Sam Merry Christmas.
Will do. Thanks, Grandma. I love you.
I love you.
Bye-bye. Sam, Merry Christmas from my grandma.
I think that other I love you is more for Jim than me.
Probably so. He talks to her more than I do. All right, we're way behind, so play 13, 26, 25, 32, 41. I'll give them to you again later. All right, it's Josh and Rich. Stay there.